So this is a feast of Corpus Christi, the body of Christ. And there's a wonderful ambiguity in that phrase, which we see clearly in this little passage from the letter to the Corinthians. We are the body of Christ. And we are the body of Christ because of the Eucharist, the body of Christ. So we need to look at these things separately and then see how they work together. That Jesus chose bread as a symbol, the breaking of bread, the sharing of bread as a symbol of his presence, I think offers a wonderful insight into the character of this man. You know, so he takes the most fundamental, even more fundamental than sex, I think, is his nourishment. Physical nerve. And he takes that as the occasion for saying, when you do this, when you share bread, that bread becomes more than just bread. It is transubstantiated, to use Thomas Aquinas' somewhat barbaric word from the 13th century. And Jesus, we believe, is truly present. When that happens, when this bread is broken among us, in this context, we believe that there is a real presence here. I mean, something we insist upon so ardently at the time of the Reformation. This is really present. You know, Jesus is really present here. And so we create all this stuff that Jesus is that holy thing out there. You know, this is the real thing. But to objectify, to distance ourselves from this bread, is to misunderstand what it was. And it is to miss the second meaning of the body of Christ. So again, everybody has to eat. And a meal unshared is incomplete. Something that the fast food nation, maybe have lost sight of this. But even psychologists have pointed out that kids who eat with their parents are, 80% less likely to go off the rails, you know, into drugs or supercomputer usage or whatever. It is life shared. It is life shared. In that very pedestrian, ordinary gesture. That's what Jesus had in mind when in this act of enormous generosity and self-donation. When you do this, remember me. I am there. And we can rescue that notion of transubstantiation. The bread really is different. I mean, it comes out of Diane's oven. It's just a piece of bread. But here its significance is radically changed. This is now bread shared, and in that very sharing is the presence of Christ. But it is the second meaning, which is inseparable from the first meaning, that in that sharing, in that real sharing, that real communion, we're supposed to, if we're conscious of what we're doing, leave this place different. Differently related to each other. Differently related to the world. We're supposed to be the body of Christ, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians. We are the body of Christ. We have been transubstantiated. If we believe this, really, if we truly participate, if we truly offer ourselves to this, we are transubstantiated. We're not the same people after this event as we were before, if we take this stuff seriously. And somehow, however inchoately, however imperfectly, Jesus is really present. Not just in this group, but in our lives as we move out into the world. You know, all this stuff about being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. That's what this is about. They will know we are Christians by our love. That kind of corny hymn has it. But that's exactly what is supposed to be happening. We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to appear differently to the world. We're supposed to raise questions to the world. As we stand over against the normal antagonism, wariness, suspicion, distrust, envy, jealousy, hatred, whatever, that constitutes most of the world, the combativeness, yeah, that marks so much of human life. That this is supposed to be dissolved in us as we are nourished by this presence and by the presence of each other. So that's why this business of objectifying the Eucharist as that holy thing up there, you know, is so wrongheaded. There cannot be the body of Christ in the sense of the Eucharist if there's not the body of Christ within us, among us, for us. If we do not constitute the body of Christ, if that is not our vision of what's supposed to be going on. One of the last lines of that great medieval mystical text, The Cloud of Unknowing, runs like this. It's not what we have been or what we are, but what we wish to be that God turns her merciful eyes toward us. That's really good. And that's a very apt way of concluding any kind of discussion of the body of Christ.